The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Shlomo Cohen, Dayan based in Havat Shalom, Yerushalayim, and author of the Choshen Mishpat work, Pure Money, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Dalet. We've already learned at the beginning of our Masechta that the owner of a shore that goes, a shore shenagach, since it's not usual for a shore to do so, pays half of the cost of the damages caused. But once that shore is gored three times, he becomes a mu'ud, and for any further goring, the owner pays the full value of the damages caused. Our daf tells us that the witnesses who are testifying that the shore gored three times must give over their testimony in the presence of the owner of the shore. If the owner of the shore is not present, Beit Din cannot accept the testimony, and the shore remains a tam. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Kafchet, Sif Tet Vav, paskens that Beit Din cannot accept any testimony if the Baal Din, the one who's going to lose out from that testimony, is not present at the time of the testimony. That halacha, says the Sma, is learned from the halacha on our daf, that in order to make a sure mu'ud, the owner has to be present. If the Beis Din did hear testimony without the Baal Din being present, says the Shulchan Aruch, they are not allowed to decide the case on the basis of that testimony. There are more paskens that the testimony may now be repeated in the presence of the Baal Din, and even if the second time they give totally different testimony, totally contradicting what they said the first time, nevertheless, the second testimony is accepted and the first testimony ignored. The Maharshal argues that it's not going to help for them to give testimony a second time, as we're worried that since the first testimony is invalid and not to be believed, when they give the second time, they're just going to repeat what they said the first time, so as not to appear liars. Therefore, the second testimony is as unreliable as the first one was. It comes out, according to the Maharshal, that if Beis Din made a mistake and heard the testimony without the Baal Din being present, that testimony is now lost. However, the Katzos over there in Sif Katan Zayin argues and proves that this concern that the Eidim will just repeat what they said so as not to appear liars is unfounded. The Ramur brings another opinion, the opinion of the Mordechai, that even though Lechatchila, the Baal Din must be present at the time of the Eidut, however Bidyevid, that Eidut is acceptable. This is the Heter for a Beis Din in certain circumstances where the Eidim are afraid of the Baal Din, that he might take revenge from them. Or if the Dayanim are afraid that if the Baal Din's present, they might not tell the truth for any other reason, that they can accept testimony even if he's not present. However, this is only Bidyevid, Lechatchila, Vadai, the Baal Din himself has to be present at the time of Eidus. But what about in the case of a claim being made against a partnership or a corporation? Does all testimony have to be in front of all the partners or all the shareholders? If the partners who are not present have given a harshah, a power of attorney, to one of the partners, can he alone be present to represent everyone? Or maybe none of them want to be present. They just want to send a lawyer with their power of attorney. Is this sufficient for the purposes of this halacha? And of course it's the same question without a partnership or a corporation. Any Baal Din, is he allowed to send someone in his place with his power of attorney that Eidus should be accepted in front of them? Is that valid or not? Why shouldn't it be, I can hear you asking? Because this halacha is a gezeirat hakatuv. It's learned from the posuk that we need huad b'baalav, And some opinions hold that even the shor has to be present. Says the Shara Mishpat, this question that we're asking right now, this is a question that's not dealt with in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Poskim. Can Eidus be accepted in the presence of someone with power of attorney, a shliach of the Baal Din? Even though certainly we know that such a shliach can make claims and answer questions on behalf of the Baal Din. But maybe it's not the same for being Mekabel Eidut, because Mekabel Eidut is a Gezeirat HaKatuv. However, the Shara Mishpat found a Rashba, who compares hearing testimony on behalf of a partner who's not present to making a claim on behalf of a partner who's not present. In Evin Ezer, Simon Pehei, we paskin that a husband who has power of attorney, a haushah, from his wife, can make claims and go to a din Torah over his wife's property. Most property that belongs to our wives is what we call nichse malug. That means that the keren, the capital, is hers, and the profits belong to the husband. Therefore, if you have a field with fruits in the field, or you have a house that's for renting, the two of them, the husband and the wife, are partners. Says the Rashba, just in the same way as he's allowed to make a claim on behalf of his wife, so too he can hear testimony on behalf of his wife. And that testimony can obligate his wife's share of the property. So lachor, we have a Rashba. But the question is this Rashba going to help us? And I'll tell you what the problem is. In Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Kuf Yud, Sif Tet, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the question as to whether Eidus can be heard in front of an apotropos of Yitomim. If Eidus can be accepted in front of a guardian of orphans. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. The first opinion is the Rashba. The Rashba says that yeah, a guardian can accept Eidus in the place of the orphans. However, there's a Ramban who argues with the Rashba over there. He says no. An apotropos is not good enough. The orphans themselves have to be there. Aye, the orphans are children. They're under the age. They can't go to a din Torah at their age. So therefore, the person who's got a claim against the orphans is going to have to wait until they grow up. And only once they grow up can he bring his eidus against them. And then it'll be heard in front of them. That's the Ramban's opinion. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, the Rashba and the Ramban. Some posts can say that the halacha is like the Ramban bet Mehmet. In exactly the same way as the Ramban argues with the Rashba in the case of a guardian, so too lahora, he'll argue with the Rashba in the case of a Baldin who sends a shliach with power of attorney. And seeing as some posts can say that we paskin like the Ramban against the Rashba in the case of the apotropos of Yitomim, so we paskin like the Ramban in our question as well. And therefore it would come out that a Baal Din would not be able to send someone in his place for a Kabbalat Eidut, to have testimony heard against him. And therefore, the Baal Din himself, all the partners, and maybe even all the shareholders, would have to be present at the time of any Eidut. Says the Shara Mishpat, no. In the case of a Shliach, of a Mursha, someone with power of attorney, even the Ramban will agree that the power of attorney is enough for the partners not present to be obligated by the aiders of the witnesses. Why? What's the difference? A guardian or an apotropos, says the Shara Mishpat, was appointed by the father or by the Beis Din in order to look after the property of the orphans until they grow up. And they can look after their affairs for themselves. His power is very limited. He can only act for the benefit of the orphans. He can't do anything for their detriment. According to the Ramban, in order to accept testimony against the estate, to substantiate a claim that the estate will or may lose, is not within the realms of power of an apotropos, of a guardian. And as we said, the claimant will have to wait until the orphans grow up and then and can represent themselves. But the case of a shliach, someone who's given power of attorney by the baldin or by the partners or by the shareholders, to dan in a specific case in Beis Din, has more power. Why? Because he was appointed specifically to this case. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hoshin Mishpat B'Simen Chaf Bet, that even though a dayan cannot judge his relatives, and a relative of one of the sides to a din Torah cannot be a witness, nevertheless, if the two sides to the dispute are prepared to accept the relative as a witness or as a dayan, they can do so. That's why, if someone sends someone else with his power of attorney as his shliach, that testimony can be accepted in his presence. Because we see that he's prepared to even lose by testimony that's given in front of these people, by the actual fact that he sent them to the Beis Din in his place. We can see that the person who didn't want to come to Beis Din and sent someone in his place, he's prepared to accept that testimony, even though Be'emet the testimony is invalid if he's not there. Since he's prepared to accept it on himself, even if he's going to lose out from it, therefore the testimony can be accepted in front of this shliach with his power of attorney. And if the result of that testimony is that he's going to lose the case, he has to pay whatever the Beis Din paskens. It comes out from this halacha. The thing is, as we said, lachatchila, everything has to be in front of the Baal Din. One of the first things that a Beis Din must do, even before the arbitration agreement is assigned, is signed, even before the Shtar Borerut is signed, they must make sure that all the relevant parties to the case are present. And if not, that those that are present have valid hashor, power of attorney, from the ones that are not present. If sufficient care is not taken at this early stage of the diyun in Beit Din, Beit Din can find themselves in a situation that after the Psak Din, a partner or a Baal Din will claim that he wasn't present when the testimony was given, and his lawyer didn't have a valid power of attorney, and therefore he doesn't have to abide by the Psak Din. Therefore this is a point that Bote Dinim are very, very careful in.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.